vindicate the orphan and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth will no longer cause terror.
John, as he receives the revelation, is talking about how he sees the new heaven and the holy city of Jerusalem coming down out of heaven to earth. And in verse 5, he says, "He who sat upon the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said, 'Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And to the thirsty, I will give from the fountain of the water of life without payment. He who conquers shall have this inheritance. And I will be his God, and he will be my son.'" So God, I thank you so much for the inheritance that we have in you. Thank you for your promises of restoration and for making all things new. So God, as we come to you this morning with our list of prayer concerns, we know, God, that ultimately no matter what happens, that you will make all things new. So God, we pray for Debbie Whitmer as she has surgery this coming week and later in April. Just pray that you'd be with her and Dale as she heals from that. We pray for a good result. And that all things will be made new. We pray for Madge Walker, who is going through the same surgery on the 5th of April and the 19th of April. Just pray that you would be with her as she heals from that. And also Dale Whitmer, as he goes through a rotator cuff surgery in April and on the 27th. Just be with him. We also pray for Kay Nixdorf, as she's healing from knee surgery and has been having a difficult recovery. Just pray that you'd be with Ray as he tends to her needs. We pray for Harold Godshaw as he's healing from cancer. We've been hearing good reports. Just pray that you'd be with Harold and Joni as they walk through this. And just pray that you would heal him from his cancer. And God, we also thank you and give you praise for the way that many in our church are expecting new life. Many expectant mothers, just pray for each and every one. Pray for health for mother and child. We also thank you and praise you for the new life that came into the Red K home this week. We thank you for Lauren Catherine, who was born on Tuesday. Just thank you for her new life. And just thank you for that, the way that these children speak of the continuation of your kingdom. And God, we pray for missions and the way that our church is involved in worldwide missions. Let's pray that you'd be with Mark and Kristen in Peru, Deanne Zimmerman as she ministers in Thailand at the school. We pray for the Shannon family as we support them in their ministry called Embracing Hope in Ethiopia. Pray for Tiffany Nunez as she's finishing up her medical school studies in Bolivia. Just pray that you'd be with her as she is planning on getting married soon and continuing to study. Just be in that whole transition and all of that. And God, as I pray almost every week, God, I pray that the worship of you would come to places in the world where it is not, that the light would shine in the darkness, and that the worship of Yahweh would come where the worship of Yahweh does not now exist. And we pray these things in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see everyone in this alternate setting that we're in. I kind of like it. See, it feels kind of homey. So I'm enjoying our time in Fellowship Hall while we get our boiler fixed. And anyway, I'm going to go through the announcements here. Easter breakfast, Amy, I talked to Amy Hoffman this morning. It sounds like she's had lots of volunteers and is right now sitting pretty good with the whole volunteer thing. You know, if you really want to help, you can see her if there's any additional things that can be done. Easter lilies, don't forget your Easter lily orders that are due by Sunday, April 9th. And you can just fill out the order form and put it in the basket on the offering plate. And a heads up to our deacons. We're going to be having a meeting on Monday, which is tomorrow, 27th at 7 in the parish house. If you can come, please come. Lots to talk about right now. CFO brochures. If you're interested in going to CFO camp, there are brochures on the table. And Ron Bannon had put them there. If you have any questions, you can talk to Steve or Ron. They are on the council ring for CFO. And an update on the boiler. As many of you know, the reason we are meeting here is because our boiler failed and started to do some not very nice things downstairs. We detected some carbon monoxide down there, and so that was kind of the end of it. It was tagged and put out of service. So as it turns out, I don't know if any of you saw the email that Steve sent out. I believe it was last night or Saturday night. And there's an update in the back of the bulletin, I don't know if you've seen it or not. But from the original estimate of around $31,000, the boiler manufacturer gave us a pretty nice break on the boiler itself, which is listed there as $3,200. Also, on Friday night, John Erb and Steve Cody, they actually, just the two of them, pulled all of the gas boilers out and had them out in the yard. And then Saturday morning, a bunch of guys, it was Steve, John Erb, Jonathan Cody, Matt McElhaney, and Ed Bachman helped carry we also ripped out the old oil-fired burner that was down there. And so we got the entire furnace room is now clean and ready for a new install. And that knocked another $1,800 off of the original estimate by J&G, the company that's doing our installation. So we ripped all that out. They also took it to the scrap yard, all of the metal, copper, brass, steel, iron, aluminum, everything, and it came out to, we got about $614 by selling the scrap. So removing the boiler, which was took $1,800 off of the estimate, actually resulted in $2,400 when you add in all the scrap metal and everything. So with that said, you know, we're doing what we can to knock down that number. We also are looking ahead. Next week, we're going to try to have a kickoff to a capital campaign fund. We're going to hopefully have a presentation that we can give that can itemize, obviously, the boiler's now at the top of this. We have been planning for a long time to have a capital campaign to address lots of little things all around the church that need fixed and updated. We did not know that we would be throwing a boiler into that capital campaign, but so we're going to itemize all of the items that need improved and updated, and you'll get a chance to help give to that in giving over and above or in addition to the tithe that you normally give, so that we can knock this thing out and, you know, fix all the little things that need fixed around the church here. So we're working on that. Like I said, we're hoping to have that for next week, ready for next week. But we'll let you know. We'll be sending emails out and letters out, and we'll be talking about it. So I believe that is everything. If I miss something, let me know. Otherwise, yes, we are.
Why don't we have the kids go first?
Yes, we are going to have the kids go right now. So if all the kids could line up over there by the door with Miss Mary. And so at this time now, we all can greet one another in Jesus' name.